Deuteronomy, chapter 3. Then we turned, and went up the way to Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to me, Don't fear him, for I have delivered him, and all his people, and his land, into your hand, and you will do to him as you did to Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So Yahweh our God delivered into our hand Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we struck him until none was left to him remaining. And we took all his cities at that time, there was not a city which we did not take from them, 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides the unwalled towns a great many. And we completely destroyed them, as we did to Sihon king of Heshbon, completely destroying every inhabited city, with the women and the little ones. But all the cattle, and the spoil of the cities, we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took the land at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon. Which Hermon the Sidonians call Syrian, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Saleka and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og king of Bashan remained of the remnant of the Rephaim, look, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron, is it not in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon? 9 cubits was its length, and 4 cubits the width of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land we took in possession at that time, from Aroer, which is on the gorge of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead, and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, even all Bashan, the same is called the land of Rephaim. Jair the son of Manasseh took all the region of Argob, to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called them, even Bashan, after his own name, Havoth-Jair, to this day. And I gave Gilead to Mashir. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead even to the valley of the Arnon, the middle of the valley, and the border of it, and to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the sons of Ammon. The Arabah also, and the Jordan and the border of it, from Chinnereth even to the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your God has given you this land to possess it, you will pass over armed before your brothers the sons of Israel, all the men of valor. But your wives, and your little ones, and your cattle, I know that you have much cattle, will remain in your cities which I have given you. Until Yahweh gives rest to your brothers, as to you, and they also possess the land which Yahweh your God gives them beyond the Jordan, then you will return every man to his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to these two kings, so will Yahweh do to all the kingdoms where you go over. You will not fear them, for Yahweh your God, it is he who fights for you. And I implored Yahweh at that time, saying, O Sovereign Yahweh, you have begun to show your slave your greatness, and your strong hand, for what God is there in heaven or in earth, that can do according to your works, and according to your mighty acts? Let me go over, I pray you, and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that goodly mountain, and Lebanon. But Yahweh was furious with me for your sakes, and didn't listen to me, and Yahweh said to me, Let it suffice you, speak no more to me of this matter. Get up to the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and look at it with your eyes, for you will not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he will go over before this people, and he will cause them to inherit the land which you will see. So we remained in the valley across from Beth Peor,